Welcome back. I know today is Monday. I'm a little late, first time of the year, and I'm just going to be straight and to the point. It's a new year, 2023. Hope everybody had a happy new year. Guard it in safe. If you're listening, we made it to another year. And people have New Year resolutions. And my thing is this. If you're posting all over social media, I don't think that you really follow your resolutions. It's like you want to be seen. You want to be heard. Now, that way might work for some people, but I just don't believe in it. I believe it's like if you have goals, you tell yourself and you crush those goals. Like, the one that kills me, when people say, oh, new year, new me, I'm leaving all the drama behind. Stuff like that is like they really gonna keep the drama going. That's why I think they broadcast it. It's like, you know, if you want to do it, just do it. And it's like, don't put it out there to get a pat on the back. Be willing to pat yourself on the back. It's just like this. If you want to lose weight, just start losing the weight. You don't have to promote it or put it out there. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, let people see the results, but we don't have to say them. Now, this is not a resolution, but it's something I stated in a previous podcast. I hope everybody did it. Like, during the holiday seasons, if you're into gift giving, gift buying, or whatever, I hope you didn't go out there and overspend. Because the thing is, go into the new year without a lot of bills. Go into the new year without a lot of bills. Sometimes people try to make everyone happy in November and December, going out buying gifts, overspending to make someone happy for Christmas. And if that's your faith or your religion, you know, some people say that's Jesus' birthday anyway. Why are you celebrating and trying to go broke to make other people happy? Because during that time, anyway, you should be able to give. It should be family time and give love and happiness. Seeing your family that you don't normally see. Because around the Christmas holidays, most people are off work, whatever. It's better to see people being able to hug them than to show up with a gift. So I hope everybody is entering this new year with less bills. Now, I've seen a lot of people say that New Year resolution is about being to have more money in their pocket. You can do it, but you gotta come up with a plan and stick with that plan. Like, for instance, I have a friend girl. She complains about money, but she always say she have to have her Starbucks coffee. That's some BS to me. Because I don't know. I've never purchased coffee from Starbucks. But I imagine it's not that far from coffee out of the store. And I'm not knocking Starbucks. But if I know I'm paying $7, $8 for a cup of coffee, why not get me a Keurig or get me a nice coffee cup to keep my coffee warm? And in the morning, I need to plan, or when I go to work, I need to plan a few minutes to make my own. Because if you're spending $7, $8 a day, that's what? $65 a week. Or roughly with tax. You can cut that out your budget if you buy the Keurig machine, or you just get you a coffee machine. It might not taste as much like Starbucks as you wish, but you're doing it every day. After a year, you will be saved a few dollars. But I'm just using it as an example because of her saying how costly stuff is. And sometimes to be in a better financial situation, it's something that we use or do that we can cut back on. We're just not paying attention to how our dollars are leaving our pocket. But it's something that we can cut back on to be in a better financial situation. We just don't realize. Even if it's eating out or whatever, we might have to make sandwiches at home or cook at home or eat out less days. It's something that we're doing. But at the end of the day, I really don't make resolutions. I try to be better than I was last year. I just try to be a better person. But that's mine. But I don't really broadcast it. I do things to be better. I try to watch the people that I hang around, that I'm around. I'm already kind of like a loner. I don't deal with a lot of people anyway because I just don't. But I like being around positive people. I like talking to positive people. Like, I like reading books. That's my thing. So if you're going to make a resolution, like I said, keep it to yourself and crush those goals that you got. Just crush them and everything's going to be all right. You don't have to be all over social media, new year, new me. Because like I said, 9 times out of 10, they want attention. They want people to comment. But you got to be the one, that person in the mirror, be willing to pat yourself on the back and handle your business and go at it hard. Let the results speak for themselves. You don't have to be all over social media talking about how this is your year. Because most people that say that, every year seems to have been their year in the past. And they start the new year off, this is going to be my year. So sometimes keep stuff to yourself. Execute and go hard at what you're trying to do. Because my mom used to tell me, she said, sometimes you can want for something and you talk about it and you think everybody's on your side. She said, but people can pray for your downfall just as much as they can pray for you. And that's one thing I've learned. If I want to do something, I keep it hush and I just execute. But that works for me. It might not work for everybody. But I'm about to end this. And I'm glad you all are back listening. And I have more topics coming throughout the year. Even sometime this year, I want to go live. Because I want to do more stand-up. I'm going to have some of my comedian friends. We're going to go live on the podcast. We're just going to be talking and joking or whatever. I want to go live because a lot of places that we work out material, they're not really places for African American audience, and they're not as welcoming to us people of color, but we have to go and try to work our material. But that's gonna stop because I got plans and I'm gonna work my plans and I'm gonna have my own before you know it. But once again, thanks for listening. All right, talk to y'all next week.